Amen. It's certainly been an encouraging evening. I'm going to preach in just a second. If you want to go ahead and turn in your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 24. Years ago, we used to sing a little chorus, and many of you will remember this and know it. Real simple. Amen. I think we got the right key there. Let's sing a little bit of that.
Up to the mount I go, up to the mount I go, and when the host of sin gathers round me, up to the mount of prayer I go, up to the mount I go, up to the mount I go. When the host of sin gathers round me, up to the mount, through the blood, and through the blood, I go. Yes, through the blood, I go. And when the host of sin gathers round me, through the mount of prayer, I pass a veil. And pass a veil, I go. Oh, pass a veil, I go. When the host of sin gathers round me, up to the mount of prayer, up to the mount, up to the mount, up to the mount, I go. Up to the mount, I go. When that host of sin gathers round me, up to the mount, oh, let's sing through the blood again. Oh, through the blood I go. Yes, through the blood I go. And when that host of sin gathers round me, up to the mount, sometimes alone, sometimes alone, I go. Sometimes alone, I go. But when that host of sin gathers round me, up to the mount, oh, one more time, hallelujah, up to the mount I go, up to the mount I go. And when that host of sin gathers round me, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I like that it talks about perseverance. It talks about going on to victory. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad there's a place that we can press to? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You'd remain standing for the reading of the word tonight. I want to talk a little bit about the mountain. 24:16. And I'm not going to exposit tonight. I just want to use this as an illustration. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, God called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Listen, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up unto the mountain. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Would you notice two things? There was a glory of the Lord on top of that mountain. God called him up, but in verse 18 it said, and got him up into the mountain, or Moses climbed the mountain. The glory was there, and yet it remained for Moses to climb up to where the glory was. Amen. I said the glory was there, but it remained to Moses to climb up into where the glory was. Now, I want to make this historical note. At this time, only Moses was allowed to go up to the mount. In fact, perimeters were set that nobody else could go up to the mount. Only Moses could climb that mount. But I want you to know, since Christ has come, since Christ has accomplished his work, you and I tonight, we also can climb the mountain into the glory of the Lord. I just want to talk a little bit tonight about climbing the mountain.
I said the glory was there, but Moses yet had to climb into the glory. Hallelujah. Let's pray tonight that God would speak to our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the way you've been ministering all evening in the service. Lord, that you'd continue to minister. Lord, use my meager thoughts tonight to inspire, Lord, progression in our hearts, progression into your kingdom, advancement, oh Lord, in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated tonight. We were recently in Arizona in Phoenix. And go ahead with that first photo there, brother. And some of you may recognize this, and some of you may not, but this is Camelback Mountain, if we have it there. Camelback Mountain. And you can tell why they call it that. Amen. It looks like a reclining camel. How many has seen Camelback Mountain? Okay, several of you have. Some of you have seen it. And I want to use that as an illustration in a moment. But you see, in Scripture, since so often God was encountered at the mountaintop, mountaintops have become a picture or a figure of a climatic spiritual experience where somebody meets with God and their life is changed. We can mention just a few. It was on Mount Carmel that Elijah called fire down from heaven. It's here on Mount Sinai that we read about the glory of the Lord came and the law was given. It was on Mount Transfiguration that before the eyes of that select group of disciples, Jesus was transfigured. It was on Mount of Olives that Jesus ascended into the heavens. And the mountains are a place that are figurative of a climatic spiritual experience with God. But they're more than that. Since mountains are also difficult to climb, mountains have also become the figure of life's difficulties, life's problems, things that are in our way and that seem insurmountable. Mountains are life's difficulties. But in either case, whether we're talking about an encounter with God or whether we're talking about a difficulty, to climb the mountain is to experience victory. To climb the mountain is to encounter God in a way that a victorious change is made in our lives. I have already mentioned it. God's glory was on the mountain. In other words, God came that far, but he left the remaining distance for the initiative of Moses to climb the mountain. I believe even tonight God's glory has come down, but the initiative was still left with us. Are we going to climb into the glory? Are we going to worship? Are we going to praise? Are we going to reach out until we've entered into the glory of God? I don't know about you, but there's a hunger in my heart to enter into the glory of God. Amen. The rest of Israel, and I know they couldn't in that day. We can in our day. But the rest of Israel had to settle with just seeing the glory on the mount. But Moses climbed up in it. Even the shame is today all can climb. But too many are content of just seeing the glory of God on the mountain in the distance, but staying right where they're at. I'm telling you, when you see the glory on the mountain, don't be content of just seeing it at a distance, but let it cause there to be something in your heart that says, I want to climb the mountain into the very presence of God. Can you say amen? To reach where you need to be in God, there will be hindrances, there will be difficulties, there will be temptations, there will be doubts, there will be inner struggles, amen, to overcome. Climbing the mountain is not letting anything stop you from getting where you desire to be in God. There are real life difficulties, there are addictions, there are problems, there are struggles, but we can surmount them into the place of victory in the very presence of our God. I don't know how you feel tonight, but through the blood I go. Hallelujah. Up to the mount I go. Hallelujah. When we were there, Andrew and I climbed Camelback Mountain. And as I was climbing, I thought I was in shape. I thought I was in shape. But as we begin to climb the mountain, some things came to me, and I'm going to share them with you in quick succession. Just some simple thoughts. First of all, if you're going to climb the mountain, you have to have seen or heard about it. That's so simple. One of the reasons I wanted to climb Camelback Mountain is my brother, he lives out there, and he said, I love to hike the Camelback Mountain. I've heard others come back from Phoenix and say, oh, you've got to climb Camelback Mountain. See, it was here. I wouldn't even known it was there. I mean, I might have seen it subconsciously there, but I wouldn't known it was a place to climb had I not heard about it and seen it. I'm glad we are in a place, in a fellowship, where at least we still hear about what God has in store for those. His glory, His power. I mean, you need to know something. There is victory. I said there is victory. There is a baptism in the Holy Spirit. There is sanctification. There is an encounter with God. You see, we had to hear about it. Amen. Some of us have seen it. You know what the mount is. You've been there before. You ought to want to climb again just because you've been there before. Number two, you have to make an effort and take the time just where you can get where you can climb it. I'm glad Andrew's gone in this sense. I told you I made a deal a while back to give him a quarter every time I used him in an illustration. That's a little embarrassing for the pastor's kids. But see, that was about 2 years ago. And I did that the other night, remember? And I paid him off, but he told me that night. He said, Dad, the prices went up. He said, for now on, it's a dollar. It's a dollar every time you use me. But he would tell this on me. You know, we got up one morning and I said, we're going to climb Camelback Mountain today. But we were about 40 miles away where we were staying. And we had other logistics to work out, like what to do with Sister Hurst. So we had to find a shopping plaza for her. And we got her deposited there. And then I followed the information from the website and several pamphlets they told where this park was, where you could go and park your vehicle and climb. And I got there, and the road was blocked off, and I tried to follow GPS. I tried to follow my phone. And I told Andrew, I said, I thought we was going to climb the mountain. We can't even get to it. That's pretty tough. And we messed around, and he kept saying, there was a security guard there. He said, Dad, just ask him. Dad, just ask that security guard. And after we passed him about 12 times, I finally asked him. Maybe we should have taken Sister. And he told me how to go around to the other side of the mountain and a place to park. I thought, oh, this will be great. There'll be a parking lot there. No, sir. You had to park way out on the street. Everything was under construction. We had to walk at least a mile even to get to the base of the mountain to the trail to climb it. I have found that spiritually sometimes it takes a while just to get where you can begin the climb. It takes an effort. Sometimes you just got to say, hey, I'm setting aside time to climb this mountain. Amen. I'm going to be faithful to the things of God. Thirdly, you start out thinking this is easy. I told you that I thought I was fit, and Andrew's young, so we started up the side of that. And I, you know, it's about, I forget right off, Brother Tim used to live out there, about 1,200 feet, isn't it? Something like that, 1,200 feet. We started out, and I thought, man, this is easy. I just thought it. But Andrew kept looking back, and he was scampering ahead. He said, Dad, this is easy. Dad, this is easy. And listen, I'm not trying to let the air out of anybody's sail, but don't let that fool you. I've seen a lot of people begin to serve the Lord and get blessed at youth camp or whatever. This is easy. This is easy. I'm not trying to disappoint you, but the reality is a lot of times it starts out easy. Amen. But we have an enemy that fights. There are problems we encounter. And what I'm trying to say is when it starts to get tough, don't let thinking it was easy say, well, now that it's tough, I'm quitting. Say, I thought it was easy, but it got tough, so I'm going to keep on going anyway. Amen. Amen. Fourthly, you pass some and are passed by others, but realize neither should keep you from making it. Let me explain that. You know, it feels real good when you're climbing a mountain to pass somebody up, and they're going, and you just walk past them. You feel real good about that. How many's done that walking or exercise? You just walk right past them. You feel good about that. But you know, there's some guys climbing that mountain every day, and ladies who are into extreme sports. And they literally, if you've been there, you've seen them do it. I don't know how they do it, because it's not flat paths. There's huge rocks and loose rock and things. They literally run up that mountain. But neither one of those should stop you. What do you mean by that? Well, you start passing those. Man, I'm doing a lot better than they are doing. I guess I'm good enough. This is far enough. I mean, look at all the people I've passed where I mean, this is good right here. That shouldn't stop you. On the other hand, Brother Tim, you think you're doing really good? I mean, I thought I was doing pretty good. I was walking pretty fast, and here they came running, scampering up those rocks. And I thought, I could never do that. I mean, look how good they are. I might as well quit. I can't be like them. I can't accomplish that. I want to tell you, the important thing isn't whom you've passed or who's passed you. The important thing is you keep climbing. Don't judge, I'm doing better than these, or I'm not doing as good as these. You just keep climbing. Don't let it bother you. Fourth or fifthly, you encounter fewer and fewer people the further up you go. It's this way in the things of God. Amen. There's a lot fewer people 4 minutes after altar service in the altars than there was 4 minutes ago. Amen. Fewer and fewer people the further you get to the top. Why? Folks are turning back. Folks are giving up. Folks are quitting. I'm telling you, don't let that discourage you. Keep going. Keep pressing. Keep climbing. Keep climbing. Not everybody is going to make it, but you can make it. And I believe they could make it if they wanted to make it. But just because they don't, you keep climbing. Number six, you get a more spectacular view the further up you go. I couldn't believe the way the view started opening up. The further you got, the better the view got. And I'm going to tell you, it's that way spiritually. The more you keep climbing, the more and more spectacular spiritual things look. It's really that simple. If you came to church today and you were making no spiritual effort, nothing much appealed to you in the services. The preaching didn't appeal. The singing didn't appeal. But if you were a climber today and you were really reaching out and climbing in spiritual things, there was a lot you saw today that was spectacular to your inner man. How many can testify to that? A lot of things today. And you, someone else said, well, I didn't see anything worth looking at. No, you weren't climbing. You were climbing. The higher you climb, the more spectacular the view. Number seven, you notice things growing smaller and smaller the further up you go. Now, I know they don't actually get smaller, but they appear smaller. I mean, we climbed on the side of the mountain where there was a golf club and course. And at first, you know, things looked pretty large. That clubhouse looked pretty big. But the further we went up the mountain, the smaller it began to appear. You know, I'm telling you, that's one reason we need to climb that mountain of prayer. We need to climb to that experience of God, because when you stay in the valley, things can loom and look so large. Your problems and your troubles and your difficulties can seem so large. But I'm telling you, if you will climb that mountain, those things that were so imposing, those things that were so disturbing, they begin to look smaller and smaller as you climb higher and higher. Hallelujah. Number eight, you can see further and further the higher you climb. At first, we could just see a little bit, but the higher that we climbed, we could see clear across the valley to the mountains, the Superstition Mountains on the other side, looking east. The further that we climbed, the higher that we climbed, the further that we could see. I'm telling you, when you stay in the valley, when you don't make an attempt to grow spiritually and to climb, you become short-sighted. You become myopic. All you can see is things that are right here. You don't see what's ahead. You don't see our destiny. You don't see how God has promised it's all going to come out and turn out and end up. But I'm telling you, when you begin to climb, it's not just the things immediately at hand, amen, that grab your attention. You begin to see further out and beyond. Hallelujah. Clear to eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. The further you climb, time, the further you can see. And then number nine, you have many times you don't feel like you can or want to go on. We forgot our water bottles. We had them with us, and Sister Hurston warned us to take them, but we left them in the car. And I'm telling you, that's a real dry climate. Amen. People say you don't sweat as much. You sweat just as much. It evaporates. That's why you don't feel as wet. You actually will dehydrate quicker. And we hadn't climbed very far, and that I began to think, I'm not going to make it without a water bottle. Especially when you look around and all these people have these huge water bottles that go and spray, getting on their face. I almost offered a guy if I could buy an extra one from him. I mean, we were drained. We dehydrated. And there were many, many, many times, I never mentioned it to Andrew, but I thought, I don't know if I'm going to make this or not. We should have had water with us. But in spite of that, in spite of feeling that, I'm telling you, if you go on your feelings, you'll never climb the mountain. If I'd went on my feelings that day, if Andrew went on his feelings, we would have never made it to the top. But we overrode our feelings, hallelujah, with the belief we could make it to the top. I'm thankful for services where we can feel the presence of God. But there needs to be something in us, whether I feel anything or not. I'm climbing the mountain. I'm pressing forward. I'm going on. Number 10, you have many opportunities to turn around. You see other people turning around. You come to a broad space in the path. It's easy to turn around. I thought we was there. We got to a place on the ridge, and there was a helicopter pad. Now, that really encourages you when you're climbing a mountain, and there's a helicopter pad right there. You know what that's for, don't you? It's where people don't make it or people get hurt. A lot of people turned around right there. In fact, I was a little taken back when someone told me, well, you're about halfway there. I want to tell you, you go to heaven tonight. Brother Oki, you know this. You go to heaven tonight, and the people that made it have faced the same things that Christians are turning around and quitting over every day. There's just got to be something in us that says, I'm not going to use this as an opportunity to turn around. I'm going to keep climbing. Number 11, you can use the trail if you are not careful. You think there'd be a beaten path, and there is in places, but it gets so rocky, and you got to climb. You can't just walk. They've tried to mark it with little arrows and little blue paint, but I saw lots of people, and several times we had to stop and look around because it's easy to lose the trail. Sometimes we forget where we're headed. Sometimes we really don't know how to head, which way to go. It's easy to lose the trail. That's why I'm thankful God has placed some arrows. If we'll look for the arrows, we can keep the trail. Hallelujah. I said, if we'll look for the arrows, we can keep the trail. Glory to God. Don't lose the trail. Number 12. Amen. You often think you've come to the final ridge only to top it and discover that there's more. Now, you can look at this bad in earthly mountain climbing, but you can look at this good in spiritual mountain climbing. I learned this a long time ago. I've always liked to climb mountains, but it'll fool you. You'll see this long slope and this ridge up there, and you'll say, that's the top. I know that's the top. You'll climb that thing and stroke. Say, I'm almost there. You get to that ridge and you go, oh no. Because it was hiding the actual peak behind it. Sometimes you'll do that several times. That ridge is the end. I'll make it. And you'll climb. And then now that's bad. I said when you're climbing physical mountains because you thought, I made it. You get there. You find out you got a whole lot more to go. But that's wonderful spiritually because you say, oh, isn't that a wonderful place to be in God? And you climb and you get there. And God said, I got more. And I got more. And I got more. Hallelujah. And number 13, just to show we're not superstitious, you can discover at the top the
the exhilaration, not only of making it, but also of the view. Hallelujah. I got a picture not of me, but of Andrew, I think, at the top. Amen. Victory. We made it. But it wasn't just the exhilaration of making it. When you get to the top, you can literally turn 360 degrees around and see all the way around you for miles. You can see it all. You probably can't see it here, but you can see the skyscrapers of Phoenix there. And all, I mean, the view is exhilarating, and it's even more exhilarating because you've made it. You've overcome. I'm telling you, when you get victory in God, you've climbed a victory. It's not only wonderful having the victory, but oh, what a view you have of God and spiritual things and of eternity and what's to come. Hallelujah. Would you come, music? How many feels like going up to the mount? Don't let it stop you. Young people, you may have different mountains than older folks. Climb the mountain. Have spiritual victory. I can't remember the pronunciation of his name, but Eric, I believe it's Weidenmeyer or Mayer. You may remember this. I remembered it in the news. In September of 2002, he climbed Mount Everest. Well, you say there's been several people that's climbed Mount Everest. Sure have. But the thing about Eric is he's blind. Can you imagine? Blind. I like the title of his book, though, Touch the Top of the World, A Blind Man's Journey to Climb Further Than the Eye Can See. Are you satisfied where you're at? Or do you want to be an overcomer and enter the glory of God? We've had glimpses of the glory of God. Let's climb into it. Would you stand across the building? Lord, help us to be mountain climbers. Help us not to turn back because of the mountain. Help us not to give up, give in, turn around. Help us to go forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to open these altars first of all tonight. You have a mountain in your way. And tonight you're going to come and ask God for strength to climb it and to overcome. If you've got a mountain in your path, would you come be the first in these altars tonight and say, there's a mountain in my way, but I am determined to climb that with the help and grace of God. You've got a mountain in your life. Are there others that would come? I've got a mountain in my life, but I'm determined to climb it. As these are coming, maybe you're here and say, I've got a glimpse of where I can be in God. And I'm going to be reaching for that. I'm going to be climbing for where I could be in God. I've got a glimpse of an experience that's possible. If that's you tonight, if you've seen the glory on the mount, but you desire to climb into it, would you come and seek Him tonight? Let's pray all over the building. God bless you that are coming. Amen. Climb the mountain. Don't let it stop you. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. Keep climbing. Keep climbing. Keep climbing. Keep moving. Keep pressing. Keep reaching. Hallelujah. Let's see. Climb those mountains in the altar. Climb till you see things better. Climb till your problems are smaller.
In the valleys where He teaches me to climb.
Oh, let's seek Him tonight. Let's seek Him tonight.
Even though it seems I stumble and slip time after time, Lord, that's when You take my hand and help me make it to the top of
Oh, yes.
In the valleys where He teaches me to climb.
Oh, yes, yes, climb the mountain.
In the valleys where He teaches me to climb. Even though it seems I stumble and slip time after time, Lord, that's when You take my hand. Help me make it to the top of my mountain. In the valleys where He teaches me to climb. At the bottom of this mountain, it seems impossible to climb. But I heard my Savior whisper, take one step at a time. Then each step starts getting easier as I draw closer to the sun. And with the valley far behind me, I can hear him say, well done. In the valleys where he teaches me to climb, even though it seems I stumble and slip time after time, Lord, that's when you take my hand and help me make it to the top of my mountain. In the valleys where